I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
A week away from Turkey Day.
Gobble, 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 gobble.
Well, that's today, but in a week, here's the turkey. Because it's dead. Happy Thanksgiving.
Don't eat me, says the turkey. Did you get your free turkey yet? There's free turkeys everywhere. You gotta spend a lot of money.
Every year, my mother-in-law, and I don't know why or how this happened, but she gets our free turkey somehow and then says, when do you want me to deliver it? I don't know why we don't just get the turkey. Like, it's never been explained to me.
That's funny.
I think it has to do with freezer room.
That's always a problem.
But I've seen her freezer, and it is no different than our freezer. I don't know if she thinks doesn't think we can carry a turkey. I don't know what it is. But
maybe maybe you all use the same card with the points.
I had forgotten. No, we don't. We have different cards. But we were at dinner last night for my wife's birthday, and my mother-in-law was there, and just out of nowhere, she just goes, when do you want me to bring over the turkey?
<It's> like, you got your turkey.
And this is not, I have a farm I go to and it's one of those like fancy turkeys that you kill.
Fancy turkey.
This is like the store free turkey. So I'm not saying it's bad. Right. It's just, I don't know why us as adults can't just be like, we got it this year.
Well, that's something you need to talk to your wife about.
There's probably a reason. And I know what she's trying to be helpful, but it's kind of funny every year. I'm like, all right, I guess every year if she doesn't show up, we don't have a turkey, kids.
Mm.
But anyhow.
Thank God you got the turkey. My turkey's in the fridge.
My mother-in-law's?
No. My turkey. Now, we're not doing dinner. I'm going somewhere else for dinner. But I did have the points for the turkey, so I got the turkey and I put it in the fridge.
I get it.
And so my daughter's a huge fan of turkey. So I figured, all right, next week, even though we're going somewhere else, when you go somewhere else, you don't have all the leftovers.
Right.
So I shall make my own and have lots of leftovers. Speaking of Thanksgiving, it was a very, very big turnout, a record turnout for the CEO Weinberg Food Bank.
Yep.
Distribution. This happened earlier this week at Mohegan Arena, KC Plaza. I saw a number of stories where they said the turnout was crazy. 11,000 families registered for this year's distribution. It was bumper to bumper line of vehicles. And they do the drive through, distribution. And it went on as well on Wednesday. So very big. There's another one going on Saturday, 10 to 4, at the Louis Chiavo City View Park, Hazleton. And then on Sunday at Tunkhannock Area High School. They serve a lot of people in a lot of places. So thank you to all those who did help out and continue to help out your neighbors. People are obviously struggling.
Yeah,
a tough time.
It helps that this is the season because this is really where the best deals are. People buy extra. I've seen that at the stores. You can see people. I've heard people say, let's buy extra for donations. I haven't heard it a lot, but I have heard it this year.
Right.
It's now, interesting.
For those of you who don't want to do the cooking, I was looking up about the chain restaurants that are open on Thanksgiving. Bob Evans, Cracker Barrel, they're open. Denny's. Now, they don't have any special holiday menu. Cracker Barrel does.
Yeah.
So there's that. There's IHOPs here, right? Yeah. IHOP is going to be open as well, but they don't have a special menu. So,
well, I mean, if you're going there, I don't know that you want to be super picky anyway.
Well, what I'm thinking, though, is there are some people who want to have the dinner, but don't want to, you know, do all the work. So if you want the turkey dinner there, it looks like Cracker Barrel's your place.
It is a lot of work, too. And I, you know, my mother's no longer with us. My dad is. He's hard to reach. Right. My wife still will remind me every once in a while about the first Thanksgiving she cooked and how proud she was. And I mean, she must have spent 6, 7, 8 hours into this.
Right.
And my family, and I never knew this was a weird thing, but they ate and were out of the table, like back watching TV on the couch. Mm-hmm. In like 15 minutes. And my wife was just like, she said she'd like never been so angry.
Because they just chowed down and then were gone.
It was just like, oh, another meal. And they were, and it was, okay. I didn't know any better because that's just the way I guess it always was. Mm-hmm. We weren't going, let's give thanks. It was just like, and she was just like, never again. She was furious. And it took me years to kind of understand why.
You need to sit and linger at the table and tell stories.
Truth was,
politics.
She didn't want to have small talk anyway. That's to be fair. She didn't. But it was.
Well, when someone goes through a lot of that work. Yeah. I remember the one year when I put together a Thanksgiving meal and I did the cranberry sauce, you know, the harder way with like the fresh cranberries and all that.
Not and opening the can with your hand. Yeah. That's hard, too.
And it wasn't a can. It was all fresh. Handmade. And all I got was, where's the cranberry sauce? And I'm like, right here. No, where's the canned cranberry sauce? Okay.
That's always
it's a staple.
Like that.
It's wanted. It's necessary. I only use the can now because everybody wanted that. It just happens.
It's
I mean, I'm not a big cranberry sauce eater, but for those who are, it
nobody
seems like
is
the canned one is the one that they like.
Nobody is except for Thanksgiving. Like no one goes,
just goes like, go buy me some cranberry sauce.
Pretty much everything else that goes at Thanksgiving can be understood. Like,
my daughter does still.
She'll eat it throughout the year.
Because if you ever buy those turkey tenderloins, those are really easy. In fact, my husband and I had one just last night. I throw it in my toaster oven part and cook it for like half an hour and you just little medallions. It's perfect. Yeah. You don't have to go through the whole turkey mess. But if I do that with my daughter, she needs the potatoes. She needs the cranberry sauce. She wants the turkey gravy.
Wait, these kids today, what's she going to do without you?
But it's just a comfort meal. So that's a week away.
Yeah.
It's fast approaching. All right. Couple things to talk. We get a lot in the news. And obviously, nationally, there's a ton going on. And we'll get to that stuff. You know, when are the files going to be released? Well, good luck with that. Just the mess that is this grand jury indictment that was never presented to the full jury. That's crazy. We got a lot of that stuff to talk about, but we got a lot of local stuff. Before we get into all of that, including The Trouble with Callie, this horrible movie that keeps popping up, we're going to get to that.
I will just say before we get to that, this is, I think, one of the best things since The Office that will come out of this area if this goes forward. I just want to leave it at that. I feel
I
like
think
there's
you're
a lot
overstating it, but
well, it's not for good reasons,
right?
But it has potential for greatness for
this.
This
is like making lemonade out of lemons. Okay, folks, that's what we're talking about. We'll get into that as well.
Rotten lemons.
We will. Right. I do want to talk a little bit about Penn State and the coaching situation and the former coach who is now the coach at Virginia Tech.
Yep.
James Franklin's move to Virginia Tech. It it's made news. And as someone who thinks he seems like a nice guy, I think his time was up at Penn State. I don't know if it necessarily needed to be the middle of the year, but to be honest with you, if you were still there and we had the results we have now, I think you still would have had people jumping ship, like commits, decommitting. Yeah. And it eventually would have happened anyway. But it has certainly disrupted the program because he's taken other people there with him. I'm looking at this story from Sports Illustrated. And it says, James Franklin's move to Virginia Tech complicates Penn State's week. As the Nittany Lions prepare for Nebraska, they're also dealing with staff departures. following Franklin's hiring at Virginia Tech. I will give him credit. Yesterday when he spoke, he actually said the words Penn State and thanked Penn State. Because the day before in comments, and I think that was to the board.
Yeah.
He just called it that place. The place he was.
My ex.
I think he realized it seemed pretty cold. Now, we're going to get to what the interim head coach, Terry Smith, had to say, which has some people concerned. But he did want to, and we played yesterday the clip of him where he talked about, or it might have been earlier this week, you know, his early roots, and he talked about Alquippa, and he kind of said it wasn't a nice place, which I thought was a little, you know, kind of seemed nasty.
And how like Penn State helped his family escape from this horrible place.
So he went, I guess, yesterday before speaking to people to say, I want to clarify a few things. And he said, I'm sorry I talked about Alquippa in that way. It's a nice place. Like it shouldn't have come out the way it did, is what he was saying. But he also wanted to let people know he does still talk to James Franklin, and he said it happens about every other day.
Yeah, during this press event, again, this is interim coach Terry Smith. They asked for his thoughts on James Franklin getting hired.
Really happy for him. You know, in this industry of coaching, you know, we all go through highs and lows. You know, at some point, if you're coaching, you're going to get fired at some point. And I'm just happy for him and his family to bounce back so soon.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good thing. The money doesn't hurt either. But this is the question that people are, you know, kind of focusing on. Would he consider, especially after the love he gave to Penn State and Pennsylvania, would he consider following James Franklin to Virginia Tech?
Anything's a possibility. Goes back to when we brought out the if at Iowa, a world of infinite possibilities. Nothing matters about those possibilities except us playing this weekend.
Good shift.
I love the game of football. I will be coaching the game of football on Saturday, and God forbid, or God willing, next Saturday. And then after that, we'll let business take care of business. But all that matters is we have to beat Nebraska Saturday.
Yeah. You kind of slipped back into that. It almost sounded like, look, anything's a possibility, but we got to beat this team. Will I be considering packing my things up after we win? Business is business.
Right. Right.
But I can't imagine.
I think he is Penn State through and through. But, but... you know, that's kind of a shot across the bow that will make administrators think about what they do with him.
Right.
If he doesn't get the head coach job, is there another position for him there? Not that he wasn't in a critical role anyway, but it would be a huge loss if he were gone too. Because word is that he also was very... instrumental in, you know, connections with the players and the recruits, and that would be really tough. So I don't know who the next, none of us knows who the next coach is. I don't know if anybody knows. I'm hoping they know. I'm hoping it's just the best kept secret.
Sure.
Otherwise, because all these other names come up and people start to get worried and they go, this really sucks because all these people decommitting because you just, it's this whole unknown. The unknown is there. There's one guy who's, I believe, I got to look it up. I don't want to say he's a running back. He may be just a, you know, a different position. I might be wrong. But he keeps saying he's committed and he's committed. And now I'm seeing all these fans online who are like, give him love. He's still there. He wants to be there.
But saying you're committed to a school is like, you know, saying you're committed to a person you're in a relationship with.
Right.
You're only as committed as you want to be.
I think it's not signed,
sealed, and delivered. They say publicly, here's where I'm going, but they could always change.
Yes. And they know the portal will be opening as well, and they have to let people know. So if they want to talk before the portal opens.
Well, that would be people who are currently here versus the incoming recruits. But if you're somebody who, and this is the thing, we all kind of did this. Franklin had overstayed his welcome. He wasn't performing in the big games. But that was just one part of the program. If you're going to get rid of him, you're going to get rid of all the recruits, too.
Yeah.
And you have to understand that comes with the process.
Right. It's going to be rebuilding. All right. And I want to say the men, Penn State men's basketball team, now at 5-0. So they had a really what they call gritty win over Harvard. And look, everyone talks about Penn State and football and volleyball and hockey and wrestling. Basketball always seems to struggle a bit. It's nice to see them get off on a great start.
In the GPA game, I bet Harvard's doing pretty good.
Lackawanna County Commissioners, we now know the millage rate. Oh my gosh. Okay. The big mystery. Now, it's an almost $180 million budget. The commissioners, they didn't adopt it yet, but they are going to, it looks like, at their December 3rd meeting. The 2026 tax rate would be at 5.79 mils. Now, that's you look at that and you go, oh, well, it was 89.98 mils. But of course, if you've had the reassessed values, you know that what it was assessed at and what it's reassessed at, it's much higher. That's why the mills are 5.79. So if you want to calculate the taxes, multiply the assessed new value on your tax bill by the 5.9% millage rate, right? And then I believe what they're saying is you divide it by 1,000 after that. So
it's just as simple as 5.9 times.
It looks like that. I'm looking at to calculate taxes. You can look at your current one. Multiply your property's current assessed value, the one that you currently have, by the current millage rate, divide by 1,000. Then do the same thing with the new value and the millage rate. So we know that the millage rate had to go down because the properties went up.
People can call me an idiot for this. In this moment, hearing you say this, I feel like it would be easier to move. Yeah, right. I'm like, I don't know why I have to do so much math. Can they, like, yeah. It would almost be like, I feel like I'm at the grocery store and they're like, no, you add it up yourself. There's why? I just give me a number.
I know, right? Well, you'll have a number when it does come in. So that's the number. You can do your math. We're in radio. It's a little tough. Look, there's another story in the news. And if you remember a few weeks ago, Bill Gaughan and, you know, got into it a bit with Romilda Crocomo in Luzerne County. And it was about security at the Wilkes-Barre Scranton International Airport. Well, it looks like all the parties involved, and now it obviously has Brenda Sacco and Chris Shermack involved. They are going, Lackawanna County is going to share the cost with the airport and Luzerne County. And before Luzerne County took the bulk of this up, what they didn't get covered by a grant. So now the airport will cover 50% of the cost of having police officers staffing the airport. So 50% airport, 25% Lackawanna County, 25% Luzerne County.
Yeah.
I just want to ask, though, I thought at that time, the airport director and others there had stated, we don't need additional police officers. We have adequate security.
I don't remember the exact quote, but it was like this. We have this covered.
I'm so confused. Yeah. So are we just spending money to spend money? If what changed since then? I looked at the stories here and I don't see where that is. Because Lackawanna County Commissioner Bill Gaughan had said that the law enforcement officers don't need to be there because the airport spends $500,000 a year on a security force.
Yeah.
And so there was here's the quote. Luzerne County Manager Romilda Crocomo and Luzerne County Council thank Lackawanna County Commissioners Chris Shermack and Brenda Sacco, no mention of Gaughan, for recognizing the importance of reaching an agreement and that having police officers at the facility, which is owned and operated by both counties, ensures the safety of all travelers and the surrounding public. I'm still confused, though. Why did they say previously they didn't need it? So this is money we're spending on something that previously was said wasn't needed. I'm confused by that. But
it's local government. Nothing seems easy. But it seems to be the MO, though. Just there's something. Oh, we said we'd do this. Well, I don't know.
Explain that. Explain to us why we were told before you didn't need to do that. Are we like the money? I thought we were all worried about what we're spending.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
There is a Wilkes-Barre Christmas parade. I know I mentioned the Scranton one before. That's at 9:15 downtown Scranton. But in Wilkes-Barre, the Christmas parade and tree lighting ceremony takes place at 2 p.m. Oh, wait, no, the lineup is at 2. The parade starts at 3.
But if you're a fan of lineups,
you want to go in the lineup. There is a tree lighting ceremony immediately following the parade. And they have a 31-foot blue spruce on East Main Street. Oh, it's donated by Holy Trinity Orthodox Church on East Main Street in Wilkes-Barre.
It's so nice cool. After Christmas disappeared during those years where it was canceled, remember?
What I love, Johnny L.
The parade was canceled how many years, Nancy?
I don't know.
I don't think it was.
Johnny L. Polka Bansky will play during the tree lighting ceremony on Public Square after the parade. That sounds fun, doesn't it? Polka Bansky.
That's a great name.
Great. And there'll be food there and all this fun stuff. So anyway, and there's the ice skating rink on Public Square, open to skaters Saturday, November 22nd, 2 to 6 p.m. and Sunday, noon to 4. So that all is awesome. All that stuff that they added for the downtown there with the skating is cool as well.
Yeah, I love what they're trying to do, and they do a good job.
It's really awesome. All right. There's a big question. People in Lackawanna County were talking about, and we still don't have an answer.
Where's the kaboom? There was supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom.
And there was.
I've heard about these for, I don't know, a couple of years, these mystery explosions, and I finally felt one a while back, but they have happened again.
Well, large explosion reported. People heard it around 5 o'clock. 5 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday, somebody reported this. Then there's a Lackawanna scanner operations page where someone said it was North Scranton, Dixon City near the Notch as well. And people started to, you know, guess, are they doing work over by the Geisinger Cancer Center off of Commerce Boulevard there? And then someone said, no, I worked there. It wasn't here.
And I think he's predated the construction of that.
Others have asked about, well, I mean, you could have booms from all different places.
Sure.
Someone else asked about, you know, I guess where the Wawa's going on up near the Wegmans and said, was it there? And they're like, no, it wasn't that area. No. It's the mystery. You hear this boom, and this has happened before, and we never really get an answer, do we?
The one I felt, I didn't know what it was like. A couple hours later, I realized, oh, I felt one of the booms. My house literally shook.
Okay, like, but this is last night we're talking
about. I'm saying, but they're always the same. It's the same thing. I looked, and people were like, another one of those booms. I'm like, so I finally felt one. It's the same thing. It's not just, what's that bang? It shakes the earth.
Now, someone here said, blew out the light at the corner of Green Ridge that CVS and the Family Dollar are on. Again, you know, I don't know. That could have been something completely different that caused that.
The craziest part, as someone who has, and Johnny Lucas has been on top of this story. I don't know if he's following it, but the fact that there's a reoccurring problem in this area that involves a large explosion.
Is it a problem, though?
It's a large explosion. I don't know.
I'm just saying, is it a problem? I mean, is the problem that you don't know what it is? Because if it hasn't, caused harm and didn't knock your power out, I mean, so something's going on somewhere. Johnny L., we should call this the phantom explosion. What do you think?
I think
it's a phantom explosion.
You know what it's like in a weird way?
Were you going to say something?
I heard it last night around 8:30.
Okay, so you heard it at 8:30. This one was somebody posted this one saying it was around, well, they were using military time, 1703.
Well, this was in the Mid-Valley area where the one in the evening happened.
Okay, so there was another phantom explosion.
Yes. Oh, God. And this one had a flash. Some people saw a flash.
I've heard that happen, too. Yeah.
Yeah, what is happening? And so people, it's just gaining traction. And again, we never really get an answer, do we?
Your question, though, and Johnny, I don't know if you agree with this, but the what's causing this is really the story, because obviously it's something that doesn't appear to be doing damage. It's scary. People freak out. Not having answers is important. And I'll try to be as not gross as possible. But imagine walking into a room and you're like, who did that? And everyone's like, wasn't me. If you find out who dealt it, that answers the question. But if that smell appears on its own, Nancy, that's a real problem, because then you might have a bigger issue.
Well, and I don't know if there's an answer.
Is
to
there
the
an
question
answer?
Because
you're causing it, Johnny.
I don't know.
Drama and pyrotechnics. No, he doesn't like that.
Anyway, did you guys hear the earth shattering kaboom, or have any ideas on what it could be? To make something that has already been very confusing to people, more confusing. I'm sorry.
Okay, why?
So this millage rate, it was 5.79, and then I think I said 5.9. So I don't want to confuse people, and I'm really sorry. A couple of you texted in, and you were asking about how to find out your taxes with the new millage rate in Lackawanna County. We got reassessments, and you know that the reassessed value is obviously a lot higher than what it was, because before you were multiplying by the current 89.98 mils. Well, we do know that the tax rate for 2026 has been set, and it is 5.79 mils.
The good news is, if that was a mistake, which it happens, it's confusing. That would mean everyone's calculation numbers got lower. So on behalf of everyone, thank you, Nancy. According to my math, it just went down about $50 more.
There's two ways you can do this. You take your new assessed value, multiply that by 5.79, and then what value you get, divide by 1,000. You can also do the shortcut if you'd like.
For the brainiacs.
brainiacs. You can, rather than go through that extra step, you can just then go and multiply it by 0.00579. You can just take the new assessed value, multiply by 0.00579. And that way you can come up with it as well.
So you multiply it by what point?
0.00579.
Let's see if it's the same. It is the same number.
There you go. An extra step just to double check it if you want.
And
folks,
then if you multiply that final number by if you multiply it by one, it's the same answer.
And then minus zero, the same answer. Double it and then cut it in half.
Such a math.
God.
Sort of like math.
Let's go confuse everything.
I'll be honest with you. I don't want to give out specifics. I have openly talked about my fear. If this is accurate, and it wouldn't shock me if we missed a step, I don't know. This seems very low comparatively where I thought it was.
Where you thought it was going to be. See, this is what happens, is some people got panicky and then others might,
But I knew I was paying significantly too low, but there was no way to fix it.
But when you think about it, with all of the taxpayers, it doesn't mean it all gets shouldered on just a few. Anyway, that is the new millage rate. Do the math for yourself. All right. This story is absolutely stunning. I'm not shocked, but stunning. When you put people into positions that they have zero qualifications for, you are going to have things like what have happened with this Comey indictment. Now, we know that the clock was ticking on the Comey thing because there's a statute of limitations and they were coming down to the 5-year mark. And Donald Trump yelled out about how he should, you know, be indicted. And then the loyal soldier, you know, there were other people who said, no, and they got bounced out of the DOJ because they thought this, you can't bring this. This case will not stand. So he brings in this Lindsey Halligan, who has zero really like any criminal courtroom experience. And if you didn't get a chance to hear it, this is just crazy stuff. Grand jurors vote on indictments to approve them. A prosecutor told the judge in the case only the foreperson formally approved the second charging document. And that itself would most likely, most are saying it's going to throw this case out. This is such prosecutorial misconduct at a level that is just stunning. Just stunning. The judge posed some of his questions directly to Lindsey Halligan, asking her how she presented it to the grand jury. And wants transcripts and recordings and whatever there may be. She admitted she had never shown the second and final version of the Comey indictment to the full grand jury. The foreperson signed the charging document. At another point, one of her subordinates acknowledged someone in the deputy attorney general's office instructed him not to discuss in open court whether his predecessors had or had not written a memo laying out their reasons for not bringing the charges. This is wild what happened in that courtroom. The questions, the answers. It's very likely this thing's going to get thrown out. Others are saying she could even be disbarred. And look, there's other issues with this anyway. There's also a fight saying that she's not even appointed properly to even be able to bring any of these charges. It puts pretty much any case that's in her hands. You know, Letitia James, all of them could be in jeopardy because of just, you know, when you put people in positions that don't know what they're doing, this is what happens. And like, this should scare you about the people he puts in other positions where people's lives are at stake.
Name seven.
FEMA, Department of Health and Services, right. Secretary of War, Department of Homeland Security. I mean, we could go on and on. People who don't have the requisite experience, who are messing things up in a pretty like crazy way.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not that she's not an attorney. She's a real estate attorney.
An attorney, but yeah.
But it's almost like if you, you know, if you had a brain tumor, you wouldn't go to a pediatrician and go, I want you to do the surgery. Well, you want to find a specialist, someone who knows. And that's what these people, the people who were those specialists were like, we're not doing this.
Well, it seems like she has been a puppet of Donald Trump. This is not a Justice Department for the people. It is for Donald Trump. And that should scare every one of you, even if you support him. Because they're not doing the business for us. They are doing it for him.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
We were talking about the stunning developments in this indictment of James Comey. And I mentioned the fact that Lindsay Halligan, she could be disbarred over prosecutorial misconduct. I don't want to leave out the fact that Pam Bondi, the U.S. attorney herself, may be disbarred over what is going on here. This is all through her office. And I believe that this is something that could very likely happen. And look, I saw her yesterday at the news conference along with Kash Patel regarding the Epstein files. The president signed that bill. That thing is supposed to happen. She seemed a bit rattled when she was up there. When she was asked, well, why are you investigating it now? What has happened? You said it was closed. I think these people are starting to realize how much personal and professional trouble they themselves could be in, because all this stuff coming out in court and just leaks is really bad for them.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.